the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Tuesday is the day of the week. Today.
Good on you.
Guys, wow. This show.
No flies on you, Aaron.
This show has it all. Toes,
you know,
pizzas,
what that means.
Strip clubs.
You know what no flies on you means.
Don't entertain this with her.
It means you're so quick that the flies can't settle on you. Yes. And Lise really takes issue with me saying it in everyday conversation.
I think you think that people understand that saying and
well,
nobody
do.
Really does except me. I've heard that saying because you try and shove it down people's throats every time you're in a conversation.
Here's the show.
No flies on you.
Those two girls. Woo!
Happy Tuesday. Sarah's coughing up a lung.
Everything okay?
Sorry, just a little bit of coffee went down the wrong hole. What? My air pipe. It got my air pipe. I had... What?
Nothing.
May I continue?
Yes.
Nah, I'd rather you don't. Obviously, we need to fill some time.
What a great start to the show.
Mum stayed over last night, and you know I love my mum so dearly, and I'm happy to help her wherever I can, but I draw the line with Netflix. So Mum and Dad have Netflix out in their own home.
Yes.
But
how
whenever
modern.
She comes to my place... She makes me scroll through the entire Netflix catalogue trying to find something that she wants.
Oh, she's not looking for a specific show.
Well,
or she
well,
just
she
can't
wants a
remember.
Specific genre of show.
Oh.
So she said, Sarah, can you find something for your father and I to watch? We like Line of Duty, which is some British cop show, I think.
Okay.
And they've watched that whole thing. We really liked that, your father and I really liked it. So find us something like that. You know, I spent 35 minutes... scrolling through the binge-worthy
Aaron?
British dramas,
why
the
do
British
you just
detective
not say...
stories, trying to find... It's not like Line of Duty, Sarah. It doesn't look like... Let's look at the foreign section. We've got to put the subtitles on for your father's hearing anyway, so we may as well watch a foreign film. Sounds like Line of Duty, like a German version. No, keep going. That
Mine
was...
Line of Duty.
That was my night. The Netflix.
Why do you indulge in this? I love my mother too.
I love her so much.
I love her too. But I do not indulge my mother in this fashion.
And while it's happening, I think I'm going to tell Lise and Aaron about this tomorrow.
I just thrive on it. No, you do too much. It's too much. I tell you,
because,
it's too much.
No, because my children need to see
that this is
care.
It. It all comes back to that.
So
does.
That when I'm an old lady,
oh, you are going to be such
sit
a
there
pain.
And they go
you
through the Netflix catalogue.
You are going
for me.
To be a
say,
punish.
Find me something with Colin Firth where he looks like Mr. Darcy. No, not that one. Not that one. That's my future.
Wow.
Well, then you bring it upon yourself and I don't feel sorry for you.
Some people find gift registries a handy way to inform people of the prezzies they'd like at their party.
I'm glad that that's finally come out of your mouth because you have said on so many occasions that you loathe
well,
gift
it's
registries.
Not something
and that
I
you...
choose to partake in. I just said some people find them handy and there are others that don't abide by them. I fit that category. But anyway, this isn't about me. This is about a bride in the UK who's being slammed because she's released her gift registry and all the presents on them are worth £300 or more.
Wow.
So £300 is like $500 Australian. Every
least.
Single
at least.
Gift.
So like what's on
well,
there?
Well, here's the email that's come out. I would like to announce our gift registry to everyone, to all those coming to my wedding. These are a list of gifts that you can bring. You must choose from the list or consult me first. There are no exceptions. The list includes... any KitchenMade appliances over £350. This does not mean regular kitchen items like an apron or a spatula. I'm talking about their stand, mixer, blender, etc. Any Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses. Ooh. Other purses are allowed, but please consult me first. Any clothes over £400 from Calvin Klein, Moschino or Nora's. Moschino?
It's Moschino.
I don't know. Mosquito, whatever. New floor tiles for the entire house. I know this one's a bit of a stretch, but I'd gladly appreciate it. Just new floor tiles
Who
for
is
an
she?
Entire house.
Is she
a new
Victoria
car
Beckham?
Or a new trim for my car. $400 or more gift cards to any of the following places. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Calvin Klein, etc., etc. Any Korean or Asian beauty products totaling £400 or more.
Aside from the stand mixer, which you mentioned earlier, none of those fall into wedding gift category.
They're just gifts
they
for
are
her.
They are all gifts for her. Not only are they gifts for her, but
she
they're like milestone
birthday
gifts.
It continues, all of them. As you can see, there are a lot of things on here. I'm expecting everyone to spend at least $400 on the wedding gifts. I'll accept slightly lower amounts as long as you tell me first.
Why?
Also, everything on here is first come, first serve. Here's a link to the spreadsheet where you can find who's bringing what. Remember to apply early if you don't want to get me a Gucci purse or anything you don't want to get. Thanks, loves. XOXO.
Oh, my God. They must move in circles that you and I don't move in, Sarah.
Oh, pain in the ass circles.
Circles with no friends. She only has two people coming to the wedding. That's why it's so elaborate.
I mean, did we even get each other birthday presents this year?
We don't do. We're not. That's not our love language, gifts.
What is our love language?
Radio.
It's certainly not quality time.
It's not quality talk either.
It's acts of service. Get me another coffee, mole.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, I know that you love a little bit of a Marlborough Savvy Bee. Okay, anything from New Zealand you like?
Sure.
Kia ora.
But I have a drink that I think you should consider as your next go-to drop.
Okay.
It is called the Sour Toe Cocktail. And it involves a cocktail made from whiskey. It's actually basically just a shot of whiskey. Right. But there's a really special little addition to it. Like, you know, you know how you can have like a wedge of lime, or you might even have a lemon rind little decoration in there. This is different. It's along those lines.
An olive
perhaps? No. This, with your shot of whiskey, is a mummified human toe. I'm not even kidding, guys. Now, a former British Marine has become the first person to drink the sour toe cocktail using his own toe that he lost to frostbite. Okay? So it took 6 weeks to mummify his own toe in rock salt. He donated it to the local bar because it's a tradition in this particular town of Yukon.
Okay? Canada.
Is that in Canada, Yukon? No,
or
it's
Alaska.
Not. Alaska, I feel it is.
My apologies.
So you mummify your toe, you plop it in your shot of whiskey, and then, pardon the pun, well, it's not really a pun, but you neck it. Or you toe it.
With the toe. Okay? Do you swallow
yes,
the toe?
Yes, yes.
No.
Well, yes, Aaron, don't tell me no. It's yes.
No, I think it's no. I've read the story.
The tradition was first started with a toe that had been amputated due to frostbite, and they said for them to get another big toe that was amputated due to frostbite.
I'm sorry, but no, I'm here listening to this, but none of this is okay. I think this is ridiculous.
In order to qualify for the Sour Toe Cocktail Club, the drinker must let the toe touch their lips.
Yes.
This is not...
Okay.
This is not a terrific story.
Would you do it, Sarah, is my question to you.
Why do you even ask me these questions when you know what the answer is? Absolutely
bloody not. But it's mummified.
Not.
It's a mummified toe.
I don't care if it's mummified, if it's datified. I don't care whose toe it is. No one's toe
okay, what
is
if it
touching
was,
my gob.
What if it
no
was...
One.
Colin Firth's toe.
No! Yuck!
She loves people, Colin Firth.
People who have foot fetishes and toe fetishes
not,
are
it's
a
not
special
a fetish.
Kind of...
Let
okay,
alone how much
cutting
would,
one
how
off.
How much money would it take for you to become a member of the Sour Toe?
Nothing. Why do you... What, are you going to present me with one of these filthy cocktails?
Yes, I
no.
am.
No. No. You need a tow truck to get me there.
Why does she take it that way? Guys, life as we know it at the Carlaw residence is about to change. I know I've told you for many moons that I'm French. However, I'm going Italiano.
Ooh.
It's not going Japanese. I'm going Italiano because finally my husband Dane has constructed the pizza oven of his dreams. We said that for his 40th,
yeah.
he would be getting a pizza oven.
Yes.
Well, he's made that a whole year earlier and spent our money willy-nilly. And he's purchased a pizza oven, but he's kind of built it himself. So you can buy a kit.
Oh,
so you do
okay.
bits of it yourself. So he did the base himself,
right.
Yada, yada,
yada. So it
yada.
Looks legit, not like something that needs to be bulldozed.
Because
sometimes I see what people build in their backyards and, you know, it's a safety
Well, I said
hazard.
If it looks like a mud hut, you yes. can live in it and okay. I'll take the house. It looks good. There's still little bits and bobs we need to do on it. But the point is that this weekend is the maiden voyage of the pizza oven. First time we light her up and we try wood fired.
So what do? Do you just go to Woolies and get a couple of pizza bases?
No.
And then just add some topping.
You're an appalling human being.
You just get the frozen pizza
do you,
and cook it.
Like,
and
that's what you do if you just have a standard oven, Sarah. Like a plain Jane oven. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's not what it is.
Right.
You have
but
to...
you've got a fancy Gina oven. So what are you doing in this Italian oven of yours?
So you don't buy a pizza base. The whole premise is that you make everything from scratch like the Italians do. So you need a proper dough recipe. Sarah, I'm going to get my hands dirty. Like I'm actually going to make and knead dough.
With
do you
flour.
Understand the feeling that is? With flour,
Is Dane doing this with you?
Well.
Because all of a sudden I have a vision of the scene in Ghost where instead of pottery, it's just you two. You two with dough.
Kneading dough. I like it.
And then think of me, I'll be there like Whoopi Goldberg, just looking over your shoulder like a go. Oh, yeah, that's it. Thank you, Aaron.
I don't want you in on my dough scene with my husband. Get your mitts off him.
No, you two, it'll be the two of you and Dane will just be standing there in the background.
No, okay, so I need to make dough. I don't even know what yeast is, Sarah. You need to. Do you know what it means?
Do you know what yeast is? Like everyone knows what yeast is.
You told us about that yeast infection you had once.
You know, when you got the caniston?
Guys, I don't even know why I bring this stuff to you because you're so bloody uncultured.
You do not care for it.
I don't get it.
I brought dough in. It's another pun, guys. Okay, I did it with toes.
Do
now I'm doing it with dough.
What it means to let
you
dough
want a pizza
prove?
Me? Do you want a pizza me?
I'm going to put her in the pizza. Those two girls. It appears a church in Florida is growing exponentially, so much so that it's had to purchase another piece of land, another property nearby.
Okay,
but.
Well, the churches always get the best vantage points. They always are on the hills, aren't they?
Good,
closer to heaven.
Solid real estate.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to tell us what they've bought up next?
I'm going to tell you what they've bought up next.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
There might be a booby trap or two.
Jesus.
There's a church in Florida. Sarah,
I feel the same way.
A church in Florida, guys, that has grown too large for its current amenities and has decided to purchase a strip club to grow.
That doesn't seem to be on brand, if I'm honest.
It really isn't on brand, especially when you hear the name of the strip club, Una Memento.
It's the end of the show. You had all that time to look.
This is what happens. We're taking the curtains back when Lee's like, what a great story about a Florida strip club. And we say, yes, great,
it's
put
called,
it in. Neck minute.
Okay, yeah, but it's worth the wait because it is called the Jiggle Joint Double D's.
The church or the strip club?
The strip club as. Okay? But the point is that they've been able to look past... the title of this classy establishment because it holds up to 700 people and that's important when we're talking about the Church of God.
700 people and 1,400 jiggle double Ds.
Okay, so now the current congregation sits at about 1,000, so they do need...
I bet they do.
They do need quite the large...
place.
It's a double D sized establishment.
Correct.
Equivalent.
So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel like that? I think whatever gets people into their faith is
into their face. I mean, when they come around for the collection, they slip the dollar bills in the pastor's jocks.
Oh
fresh. It's a fresh concept.
Not as fresh as we are after this show.
We're so sorry.
I could end. Can we just really vet what Lee's brings to the table?
Sarah, that's really a great story. Come on.
Jiggle Joy Double D.
That's the name of it. I didn't make it up. Did I? Did I not? We'll never know.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be back with you for the Tuesday.
There were flies on us today.
Let's be honest. How would you rate the show out of 10? Let's go around the table.
It wasn't great.
I'd give it a solid toe. Toe out of 10.
Wow. Please?
I'd give it a D. Or a double D.
I was saying it out of 10.
I know, but I'm just marking it like in the school system.
Matt, who's just randomly sitting in the studio, out of 10, what would you rate today's show?
Oh, mate. Oh, bloody hell. I mean,
he's from London.
I'm from London.
He's got high standards.
Yes, very high standards.
Long-time fans of the show will recognise Matt's voice because he was on once or twice.
Yeah, he was. Matt used to be a producer.
I mean, mic technique.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back when you guys first started.
Sorry, it's not anymore.
I know, one of our first producers.
Yeah.
Right. He's back.
Oh, it's nice to see
you. Well, not for long, just for a holiday.
I know.
He's jetting back off across the ocean.
I miss you guys. I will come back for you, though.
What show are you on? Tell people what show you're on over there in London, because we have people who listen in the UK.
Oh, do you? Oh, amazing.
Yeah, we do.
Kiss Breakfast with Tom and Daisy.
Are you their producer?
Kiss Breakfast with Tom and Daisy.
Tom and Daisy, mate. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Playing all the hot hits.
They would be a big deal. Like London, big city. They'd be a pretty big deal, wouldn't they?
It is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cool. They started this year.
They're a new show.
So, yeah.
How old are they?
25.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Have you seen Harry and Meghan yet?
I have. And Wills and Kate. Wills and Kate came in.
What?
Yeah, Wills and Kate came in.
Do you have them come into the studio?
Yeah, so they came in for a mental health campaign because they do a lot of mental health work.
Ambassador.
So
yep.
Yeah, I kind of just bumped into them in the corridor.
Do you have to curtsy or like bow?
I didn't have to do that.
Why?
I mean, I probably should have, but I forgot.
Did they hear you talk? Did they say, oh, you're Australian?
Are you Australian? No.
Oh
no,
my
I don't
God.
Think they were that interested in me, to be honest.
Is the whole station in a fluster?
Yeah, at all times.
Oh my
God. All times, yeah.
I didn't know that they did radio station visits.
Well,
yeah.
I guess they do when they're involved.
I guess if it's their hometown.
Campaigns.
They
people.
Do more podcasty bits, but yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Well, there you go. A little bit of a royal touch for today.
Yes.
And what
right.
Matt just said then was more interesting than anything else.
See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.